You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are some students and a teacher from Da Vinci School for Science and the Arts. We have Alejandro Medina, who is the teacher, and Felix Avila, Pilar Gonzalez, and Jacqueline Dominguez. They are award-winning students, and they're high school students, but they've already gotten credits at the University of Alabama at Huntsville. They recently won some trophies in a NASA competition, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we talk to the teacher, Alejandro Medina. Alejandro, thank you very much for being with us here today. Congratulations.
Hello. Thank you very much. We're here basically to talk a little bit about what we're accomplishing at Da Vinci. I would like the students to mention what they have overcome, what they have done, and also what they're achieving during their juniors and seniors levels especially. But overall, we have a really good engineering program here at Da Vinci, four-year program, and we're receiving college credit from the University at Huntsville.
It's very unusual, is it not, to have engineering in high school?
Yeah, it used to be kind of unusual, but I think that the necessity now of getting more students into the engineering field, I'm a graduate here from UTEP from industrial engineering. I think we can pursue students now with this type of programs into seeing what engineering is all about at a younger age and don't have that feeling that engineering is something difficult. So this type of program, especially the one that we do, is to help them see all the advantages that they can get from an engineering education and showing them that it's something that everybody can do.
And if you're wondering why we're featuring Da Vinci students on Focus on Campus, well, as you just found out, the teacher is an alum of UTEP Engineering School. And so he's done some great things with these students, as you found out there. Nationally recognized, and so we're going to talk to them, Felix, Pilar, and Jacqueline. Let's start with you, Felix. Tell us a little bit about this competition, how you did, and how is NASA fit into all this?
Well, this competition was very difficult. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was a challenge for us, but through our magnificent engineering program, it prepared us for this competition to go to UAH and to put ourselves on the map, because we are the only school outside of Alabama that participates with the Inspires competition. And I think it's great because it puts us, like I said, on the map, and it puts our school as well. And like Alejandro Medina, my teacher, stated, it opens doors for us. We get to see if engineering is truly what we want to do. And sometimes we don't even need to go into engineering to use what we learned. It can be used in everything. For example, I wish to be an attorney one day, and through the engineering program, it helped me to analyze problems and figure out its solutions.
And one of the things that the people aren't aware of, or perhaps aren't aware of, is the fact that at Da Vinci, not only do they prepare you for a college education, but you have to be accepted by an out-of-town college before you graduate.
Yes, and another thing that not many people are aware of with Da Vinci is it's a small school, but it's very small to the point where we get one-on-one with the teachers, and this engineering program, like I stated, helps us a lot in any class, especially mathematics.
And, of course, the fact that you have to be accepted by an out-of-town college doesn't mean that you can't come to UTEP, but it's just preparing you for college education, and for you're learning a lot of things that students in the regular high school would not learn. And as I mentioned now, here is Pilar Gonzalez. And Pilar, you are one of the students also, and you are involved in that competition. And you guys are going to be going to Washington, D.C., on July 8th. Tell us about this.
Yes, the teams that have won in the Inspires competition are allowed to present to NASA headquarters directly to the leaders of NASA. So it's a great honor for anyone that's been in the Inspires competition to be able to present to such amazing people. And this competition gives us an opportunity to be able to meet and interact with people that you normally wouldn't be able to meet at all. So I think it's just a great honor to be able to do this, to go to Washington, D.C.
And as you all know, we have an alum here at UTEP who was an astronaut, Daniel Levis. And Jacqueline, tell us, what did you have to do NASA-related to in this competition and to get you to Washington?
Well, it was NASA-related in the fact that we had to create a payload in order to go to Venus, and we had to incorporate like what materials we should use and how to make it in order to be able to survive in another environment, which is basically what NASA always does, to send probes to other planets in order to study those planets and learn more about our universe, which is basically what was related to NASA in this project.
In Washington, what are you all going to have to do?
Well, Washington, D.C. is what technically our prize. We get to go sightseeing, but the major thing over there is, like Pilar stated, we're going to present to the head honchos and NASA headquarters, and we want to show them that we deserve to win. We deserve that trophy, and this is how we did it.
These teams that are mentioned here, teams Sulfur Surfers, Hell Jumpers, Design, Gemini, are those all of you guys?
No.
What's the name of your team?
The name of my team is Hell Jumpers of Venus.
And you won first place overall in the final review. And what about you, Jacqueline and Pilar?
I'm part of the Hell Jumpers team.
And my team is Team Design. We won second place overall.
As you all were saying, NASA is very complicated, and they have to, it's not just about, gee, I want to be an astronaut, and you jump in and you do all the stuff. There's a lot of engineering that goes behind NASA. And when these guys are up there, and especially if you saw Apollo 13, the movie, you realize that they have to calibrate everything just right. And one little number that's off, or one little formula that's off, and you could be off. This is difficult stuff that you guys were studying and competing against.
It was difficult, especially to get started from the moment where they bring us in and tell us, okay, you had to build a payload to go to another planet. And just thinking, oh my gosh, where do I start? It's a really big challenge. And then going through all the formulas, trying to understand them, since some of them are just almost beyond our level. But being able to research them and read more and more and more until we finally understand what's going on and what to do. And that's probably what has helped us the most, too.
Now let's talk to Mr. Medina. Why Venus?
What they do on this program, they usually select different places to visit in our universe, and the ones who select where the mission is going is actually the NASA, who determines where the mission is going to be going and where we're going to do the science experiments. So every year they change it. This is our third year participating with them. We have gone to Mercury, and we also went to one of the moons in Saturn. And this year was just, they throw at us at the beginning. But the way they select it is via NASA. NASA tells them where the mission has to go. And they work with us. They help us out. And the students have to figure out most of the things. And as we work together, I think we have to overcome some difficulties. But I would like to mention also that based on this new area of technology, they can get into some really high level of college formulas. And helping them, it's also a good way of me to relearn and also learn new things with them.
What was the most difficult part of this, guys? As you mentioned, you know, going to a planet that you've never been to before. Well, you've never been to any of the planets. But when they tell you, all right, you're going to Venus, and you have to not just, you know, Mary Roach wrote a book, Packing for Mars, and what you would pack if you went to Mars. So what was the most difficult part of this, guys?
Well, I would have to say the most difficult part was, how are we going to get there? Because, yes, they're going to provide us with the mothership, basically the rocket ship, but our probe needs to set down there gently. We can't just shoot it out. It would be destroyed. So we need to not only figure out the physics behind it, when we fall down, how fast are we going to fall down, what wingspan does our parachute have to be. Not only that, we also need to find what materials can survive there. So as high school students, we're literally building an actual probe that if we were provided with the materials and with the millions of dollars, we could try to build it and send it actually to Venus. So we had to keep in consideration that there's certain materials that can survive in the temperatures of Venus. There's certain materials that we need that can survive the sulfuric acid that is in Venus. And I guess another part that was very difficult was getting the community involved. It was one of our assignments. And a certain person, a CEA leader, I was a CEA leader, we have to get our community involved and tell them what's going on in our school, what this program's about. And it's a little difficult to get kids involved, especially because it's Venus, and they assume it's going to be boring. But at the end, they loved it. We got 181 people on our first night in our auditorium. The next day, we went to our elementary schools, and we got all the kids loved it. We had activities for them. And then the third day, we threw a carnival, and we were in it. And the carnival, we had our own booths, and we had a huge crowd.
For people who may have missed all this and they're curious about what you all did, is there something on YouTube or a PowerPoint presentation or anything that they can log on to watch?
We actually made a movie to present over there in UAH, the University of Alabama, and the movie explains what the whole project is about. We have certain limits on how big the probe has to be. And I believe the movie was Space Wars, and it's on YouTube. And we also have a Facebook page for every team. Ours is Hell Jumpers of Venus. And we even have a website as well. It's helljumpers@weebly.com.
And another one for the reference is www.davinciteamdesign.com.
What can people find on these pages?
They can find every step that we went through in achieving the project and the steps we took as far as the models we made, each different type of model. And then, like, the way we decided which one was better, the physics we used, and, like, basically every step we'd made. And also including the CEA events, just as Felix mentioned, the carnival and all of that, and the movie. It's also included the movie, so it's basically everything we did over the project.
Is some of this interactive? People can try their hand at what you guys did?
If they wish to do so, they can go to Inspire's website. And it shows previous projects. And there it explains the whole concept of what you're supposed to do and where you're going to go. And if they wish to give it a try and have practice over this engineering process, they can go to the Inspire's website, inspires.com. And they could see the beforehand missions, like I stated, and they can give it a go.
Tell me, because you're going to Washington, and this is, of course, your reward for going, and what a great honor for El Paso, thank you very much, and congratulations. What is NASA going to do with all this information that you all did? Pilar?
With all the designs created from the Inspires project, once every 10 years, I believe, the NASA scientists gather together to think of what planetary mission is going to be next. So they do take these projects into consideration once they gather together to think of where to go next. So our projects do make a difference. They are considered by NASA.
How long did it take you to get this together?
A whole semester.
Yes.
It was, yeah.
And one last thing to add, I believe if you wish to learn more about our engineering program and the Inspires, you can find it at burnhamwood.org as well. And that is our school website.
One more thing. It's not just limited to math and writing equations all day. We used a lot of different subjects in this, too. We learned about the history behind the missions to Venus. We had to write 9-page reports for it. We had to use several different software, such as Adobe Creative Suite, a lot of Microsoft Office, 3D modeling. So it's just about everything in one little package, one big package.
I wanted to add also is that this project not only teaches you how to use engineering or physics or English or stuff like that, it also teaches you how important it is, the teamwork, because it makes you realize that you have to rely on other people and trust them in order to achieve something big.
And especially with something like this, when your life could possibly be online, one mistake and if you're out in outer space, you just can't pull off to the side and say, you know, let's check our tires and see if we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about Da Vinci. There's open enrollment. How do they go about enrolling at the school or finding out more about the school?
They can go to the front desk at our school at Da Vinci. They can ask for the enrollment packet. Just fill it out and turn it in right there. And also, you can go online and ask for the details. And there's a lot of information on the webpage. So at burnhamwood.org, you can get all of this. And also, you can just give a call, and they can also help you.
The last time that I did an interview to talk about Burnham Charter Schools, they were doing a lottery thing based. Are you still doing that? Or
yes. Yes, we still have to do that. But as I told you, it's open enrollment, so if anyone hearing this wants
so
to
no
join
cost
us,
involved.
No cost involved. So.
Well, we want to thank you all very much for being with us here today, and congratulations
thank you.
On
thank
your
you.
Achievements.
Thank you.
We're all very proud of you. We've been visiting with Alejandro Medina, who is a teacher at Da Vinci School for Science and the Arts. Also students Felix Avila, Pilar Gonzalez, and Jacqueline Dominguez, who will be going to Washington, D.C. as part of a prize because they won 9 trophies in NASA competition at the University of Alabama at Huntsville. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.